cradling the book to her breasts, she ran to the back of her house. She slung open the sliding glass door and moved to stand in the moonlight. "Come back to me, Julian of Macedon! Julian of Macedon! Julian of Macedon!" She repeated it over and over again as she begged for his appearance. Nothing happened. Nothing at all. "No, please, no." Her heart broken, Grace returned inside her house. "Why? Why?" she sobbed as she sank to her knees and rocked back and forth. "Oh, Julian," she whispered brokenly as memories assailed her. Julian laughing with her, holding her, or just sitting quietly in thought. The feel of his heart as it beat in rapid time to hers. She wanted him back. She needed him back. "I don't want to live without you," she breathed against the book. "Didn't you understand that, Julian? I can't live without you." Suddenly, there was a flash of light in the room. Gasping, Grace looked up, expecting it to be Julian returned to her. But it wasn't Julian. It was Aphrodite. "Give me the book," Aphrodite said, reaching for it. Grace pulled it back. "Why would you do this to him?" she demanded. "Hasn't he suffered enough for you? I wouldn't have kept him. I would rather he be with you than trapped like this." Grace brushed away her tears. "He's alone in there, alone in the darkness," she whispered. "Please don't leave him that way. Send me into the book with him, please, please." Aphrodite dropped her hand. "You would do that for him?" "I would do anything for him." Aphrodite's gaze narrowed. "Give me the book." Blinded by her tears, Grace handed it over, praying Aphrodite would help her join him. Aphrodite took a deep breath and opened the book. "I'm going to catch serious hell over this." Suddenly, another light flashed, making Grace's eyes sting. Her head spun in a dizzying blur that made her feel sick to her stomach. Everything around her swirled. Was this what Julian went through every time someone summoned him? She didn't know, but this alone was sheer torture and terrifying. Then, suddenly, everything went eerily black. Grace fell into a deep hole where the darkness pressed in on her, stinging her lungs, making her eyes burn like fire. She reached out to stop herself from falling and felt a peculiar softness beneath her. The lights came back on, and she found herself lying on her bed, with Julian on top of her. He looked around as if dazed. "How?" "You two better not screw this one up," Aphrodite said from the doorway. "If I try this again, there's no telling what the powers that be might do to me." She vanished. Julian looked from the doorway back to her. "Grace, I..."
"Shut up, Julian,"
she said, before he wasted any more time.
"And show me how the gods meant for a woman to know a man."
Then she pulled his head down to hers and gave him a hot, penetrating kiss.